Welcome to the Retail Economics Podcast, the hub of unique, independent, and illuminating insights on all things consumer and retail.
Welcome to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. My co-host and I will cover the latest top-line updates from the past week. Starting off with results in the food and grocery sector, Tesco reported its adjusted retail operating profit rose to £2.76 billion for the year to February 2024. With group sales up to £61.48 billion. Retail like-for-like sales increased by 6.8%. Tesco attributes its position as the cheapest full-line grocer for 16 consecutive months to its Aldi price match, low everyday prices, and club card deals. Asda faced pressure from investors to disclose draft results following auditor delays. A private presentation revealed unaudited profits and sales, showcasing a return to profit after a £112 million loss in 2022. The delay follows EY's withdrawal last July, leading to KPMG's appointment. And Majestic acquired Vagabond Wines, saving 9 wine bars and 171 jobs amid recent challenges. The move aims to attract younger wine consumers, promising further investment in Vagabond's expansion and enhanced CRM and educational offerings.
Also in grocery, Tesco is collaborating with the whole Delhaize, Woolworths Group, Sobeys, and ShopRite on the £98.8 million W23 Global Fund to foster innovation in grocery sustainability over 5 years. Meanwhile, Sainsbury's launched a new in-store campaign, unveiling good-to-know signs highlighting supply chain and sustainability efforts. The retailer aims to raise awareness and simplify understanding of its environmental, animal welfare, and community initiatives. B&M also launched a new food campaign with no gimmicks and no loyalty cards, emphasizing everyday low prices 365 days a year. The campaign features deals on brands like Bachelors, Frylight, and Tetley, alongside promotions in electricals, gardening, pets, home, stationery, and essentials. And M&S Food unveiled its largest marketing drive featuring Michelin-starred chef Tom Courage. The Farm to Food Hall campaign spans 18 weeks, showcasing Courage's visits to M&S select farms nationwide. It's promoted across various channels until June, resuming after the Euros until September, with point-of-sale displays highlighting seasonal British produce.
Marks & Spencer sparked laughter by displaying Aldi wine alongside its garden furniture. Aldi, previously sued by M&S, just did on X. Marks & Spencer drink Aldi wine, pass it on. Finally, in grocery, EG Group co-founder Zubarissa plans to step down as co-chief executive, leaving Mosinissa in charge. COO Salim Hazen also intends to resign, pending Zuba's acquisition of specific EG Group sites. These shifts occur amid Zuba's negotiations to sell UK assets and explore selling his Asda stake to concentrate on EG Group.
In clothing and footwear news, administrator Tenio announced 15 Ted Baker stores will close, resulting in 245 job losses. Additionally, landlords have served notices on for stores, adding 100 redundancies. Charity Supermarket opened 2 pop-up stores in London's Brent Cross, including The Edit, showcasing curated second-hand Burberry and Vivienne Westwood items, as well as an event-based store with weekly themes and DJs. Zara plans to expand its West Midlands Bullring and Grand Central store by occupying the top floor above M&S and an adjacent 2-story unit, creating over 51,000 square feet of shopping space. And Barber store partner The Highlands and brand consultancy Pace Partnership London launched e-commerce platform Out With Style to offer outdoor clothing from fashion to function. Brands include Sandbanks, Moose Knuckles, and Barber.
Mango partnered with fashion icon Victoria Beckham for a special capsule collection, marking its 40th anniversary. The line, launching globally on the 23rd of April, features tailored pieces, slip dresses, knitwear, footwear, and statement bags. It follows Mango's trend of collaborations to enhance its brand and reach its sales target of over €4 billion by 2026. Jewels launched a new live shopping series partnering with Spree for the first event on Facebook Live on the 11th of April at 6 p.m. Plans to go nationwide and at key events align with its roots in live experiences at UK country shows. Following similar moves by Depop last month, eBay eliminated selling fees for UK users listing pre-owned fashion, applying even to listings made before the 8th of April. However, seller fees still apply to trainers, watches, handbags, and jewelry. The marketplace has also introduced eBay live stream shopping, as well as AI-generated item descriptions for sellers. TFG London secured £90 million in funding to refinance existing debt and drive growth for brands including Phase 8, Whistles, and Hubs. This significant move offers investment flexibility for UK and international expansion, with support from Barclays, Lloyds Bank, NatWest, and APSA.
Sports Direct took Newcastle United to court on the 9th of April over an exclusive kit deal with JD Sports. Frasers Group, the retailer's owner, seeks £1.5 million in damages, alleging Newcastle United abused its market dominance by restricting sales of the 2024 Adidas kit. A verdict date is pending. Ted Baker is reportedly facing a potential takeover bid by North American licensing partner OSL, which now leads in talks for control of its UK operation. OSL aims to acquire numerous Ted Baker UK stores pending confirmation, amid reports of interest from fashion giants Next and Frasers Group. Next and Sports Direct expressed interest in acquiring Ted Baker's troubled European arm. Administrators Tenio have reportedly been approached by the two East Midlands retailers to take over specific Ted Baker stores. Both businesses have less than 6 weeks to bid. And lastly, in clothing and footwear news, the Very Group appointed Robbie Feather, previously retail managing director, as the new group chief executive officer, succeeding Lionel Desclée.
In health and beauty news, Space NK owner Manzanita Capital is discussing the appointment of bankers for a potential sale of the beauty retailer. The private investment firm, owning Space NK since 2002, seeks a valuation exceeding £300 million. The body shop's administrator FRP Advisory proposed a company voluntary arrangement to rescue the business in a report to creditors. Under Aurelius Group ownership, the retailer will continue trading if the CVA is approved. Otherwise, FRP plans to proceed with a sale of the business and assets. Charlotte Tilbury owner Puig plans to raise over £2.1 billion through listings on Spanish stock exchanges. Puig, valued at between £6.9 billion and £8.6 billion, intends to retain majority control. Sephora announced two new stores in Newcastle's Eldon Square and Metro Centre in Gateshead this autumn, offering exclusive brands such as GXV by Gwen Stefani and House Labs by Lady Gaga. Spanning over 6,000 square feet, stores include a beauty playground for in-store services from Sephora's advisors, following successful London launches in 2023. And THE maintained its medium-term profit guidance despite sales slipping 8.7% year-on-year to £2.5 billion in 2023. Adjusted EBITDA surged to £114.1 million in the period as it discontinued loss-making categories, with the UK leading growth.
Moving on to electricals news, the main update has been Currys facing pressure from fund manager J.O. Hambro to sell its phone contracts division, ID Mobile, valued at £350 million. Hambro, holding a 4.5% stake, had urged Currys to wait for a £1 billion offer amid recent takeover attempts by Elliott and JD.com. And onto furniture and flooring updates, Carpetright is reportedly seeking cost-saving measures with Tenio, which could lead to store closures. Carpetright denies plans for a CVA amid weak consumer spending. In homewares news, Home Bargains owner TJ Morris saw sales surge to £3.8 billion in the year to June 2023, with pre-tax profits rising to £332 million, compared to £292 million in the previous year. It plans to open between 800 and 1,000 stores, up from 594 currently. And ProCook's retail revenue surged nearly 9% in its fourth quarter to the 31st of March, boosted by two new store openings. Online sales slipped 2.5% in the period. Full-year sales rose to £62.6 million. ProCook predicts full-year underlying pre-tax profit to slightly surpass market estimates, between £0.5 million to £1 million.
In DIY and gardening news, Wix secured a year-long primetime sponsorship on Magic Radio, partnering with Bauer Media. The DIY retailer is backing Tom Price and Catchube's drive time slot, offering listeners chances to win Wix gift cards through on-air promotions. The campaign extends to Greatest Hits Radio's Foodie Thursdays.
And lastly, let's look at department stores and specialists. Pepco Group revenue increased by 11.7% to £1.1 billion in its second quarter to March, and rose by 11.1% to £2.7 billion across the half year. However, like-for-like sales declined by 2.9% overall. Pepco brand Poundland saw comparative sales drop 0.7% in the 6 months to March due to weaker clothing and general merchandise performance after transitioning to new Pepco ranges. And Frasers Group acquired Dutch sports retailer Twinsport as part of its international expansion strategy. Twinsport, with 17 stores in the Netherlands, yielded nearly £64 million revenue in 2023. Frasers is also looking to secure 10 former Sprinter retail locations.
Elsewhere, Pound Stretcher was acquired by the owner of Majestic Wine and Punch Pubs, Fortress. John Lewis appointed former Tesco UK chief Jason Terry as chairman, succeeding Dame Sharon White from September. Terry brings over 3 decades of experience in groceries, general merchandise, and fashion. And Petco is appointing Stefan Borkert as chief executive officer, effective from the 1st of July. Borkert will undergo a 3-month induction, with Andy Bond continuing as executive chair until the 1st of October. Borkert, formerly chief executive officer of Grand Vision, brings vast experience in retail, fashion, beauty, pharmacy, and healthcare sectors.
That's all for this week's news update. You've been listening to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. Let us know what you thought by posting a review or rating on your podcast platform. If you enjoyed this show, remember to follow us and tune in again next Monday for the latest updates. Sign up for more insight, including reports and thought leadership on all things retail and consumer at retaileconomics.co.uk. Thanks for listening.